Der Podcast im Stadtradio Göttingen wird Ihnen präsentiert von syndicate.com, Ihr Anbieter für Internet- und Open-Source-Kompetenz in Göttingen. www.syndicate.com.
Laura, what brings you to Göttingen?
I have a Patreon following and it's like a crowdfund, kind of like Kickstarter online thing where people can pay 5 or 10 euros to be my fan and have extra content like I'm doing this, I'm doing that, here's extra free stuff, here's new songs. And I decided to share the idea of I have December 11th free in my schedule. I'd like to ask anyone who wants to host me for a house show. I'll come to your house and play a free show anywhere in the world on December 11th. Just put your name in the comments and I'll cut them up and then print them out, put them in a hat, pull it out. So I did that. And then Suze was the winner from Göttingen. And so I came, and now we're here playing a show. It was really fun. And I decided to book a show in Berlin also to help pay for the trip. And my friend Vera, who's an artist and a friend, she has like a pretty free schedule. So she was able to join me to come and help pull my bag and sell merch. So it's been a really fun trip.
So it has been first the living room date and then the regular, the public show. Was it the first living room show you played?
I've played them when I started out. Like, I've been doing this almost 30 years. And when I first was playing shows as like a 19, 20-year-old, I did start out playing house shows. And I always loved that feeling of community and close connection that you get when you play a house show. And I've been feeling lately, like, after having made 13 albums, just kind of like on a hamster wheel, like in the grind of the music industry, just like, you know, just record, tour, write, record, tour, write, record, tour. It just starts to feel a bit meaningless when you're just on the same thing over and over and over again. So I decided, like, how can I disrupt this feeling of meaninglessness in my life? That's when I had the thought, like, okay, what does this job give me? It gives me the chance to adventure. So how can I find an adventure now? And then I had the thought of, like, let's just see randomly where I would go if I put the names in the hat. And there were names from, and there were places like California, Bloomington, Indiana, Helsinki, France, England, and then like a bunch of places like local, like Oregon and Washington where I live, Portland. And I was so grateful that yours was the name that came up because I didn't want to stay in Portland. Like, that's not that exciting for me to go play a house show in Portland. But I also didn't want to change. Like, I didn't want to cheat and pull out a different name if I got like Portland, Oregon. Like, I would have stayed with Portland. I wasn't gonna mess with the gods.
Did you enjoy the show today? You had spontaneous support by a local choir.
Yes, I loved that. There's a part of me that really likes to be spontaneous in life, which is related to this whole thing. And when I heard there was a choir that had just played, I thought, okay, they obviously know how to sing. Let's just get them mixed in. And I heard, like, they started singing when I was prompting the crowd. You know, sometimes the crowd will start to sing along when I ask them to in general, with or without a choir. But I could hear and feel the energy of people singing in the room, so I knew that they would be up for it. And then they did come up at the end and joined on a song. And it was, they did their own song, and then they joined me at the end for my song, and it was really fun. That kind of thing makes me feel like I do have meaning, like my life does have meaning, and there is joy and purpose to things. Like, it's not that I'm depressed and like falling off some kind of existential cliff, but lately I have been wondering, like, what is the point of all of this? And I think that's related to COVID. I went through a divorce, and also having done this for so long, I sometimes wonder, like, what is the point of all of this? But when I do something like this, it does make me feel like a sense of community and like warmth and love and heart, like a good feeling in my spirit and heart. So I appreciate that I was able to come here and that Suzanne was the person that came out of the hat.
How do you curate a set list for such an event?
So I did ask Suzanne what she wanted to hear, and it's not like she's the queen of the show, but I did want to know, like, I kind of like to know, like, what do these people want to hear? They haven't heard anything. Like, it feels random to come over to this town and play stuff that no one's ever heard. So I played about maybe 8 songs that you asked for, but those are ones that are usually in my set list. And I pulled some from older set lists, but I change my set list all the time. I have hundreds of songs, so I can, but I don't know how to play them all. So it's like, but like tomorrow when I play Berlin, I'll play a slightly different list, and I'll also ask for requests, because usually enough people shout out requests that I know how to play them. But sometimes I don't know how to play requests, because over the years I've changed tunings and capo settings a lot, and or certain songs I just never play anymore and are 20 years old, so sometimes I can't play the request. But mostly people shout out songs, enough songs that I do know, so I will invite requests. So I will do that tomorrow in Berlin.
I didn't know till now that you're also a drawing artist. Do you mix sometimes this two kinds of art, yes, music and drawing?
Yeah, lately I've been commissioning, people have been asking for me to paint my songs, and so I will paint a visual rendition of a song that I've written by request at a price, but it's been cool because people ask, like, there, I have this song called Salvage a Smile, which is this old song from Carbon Glacier from like 2004 that I hadn't thought about in a while, but they wanted a painting of it, and I was like, oh, what is this song really about? How can I transform it into visual, like a visual representation? And I really enjoyed painting this like ragged ship sailing on this like rough seas and with this pink sky, because the song is about resilience. And I get to rethink about like, what is this song about, and how do I still relate to this in a visual format? So yes, I'm mixing them. And also it's like turning into part of my income. Like people are buying paintings that are, I make them on cardboard record sleeves that are 12 by 12 inches. And it's individual, it's organic, it's original for that person who is asking for it. And it's been a fun way for me to both grow as a painter and also grow as someone who's integrating my visual arts with my musical life.
What do you think you will take back home from Göttingen with you?
Well, we learned when we went, because normally on tour, you're just in the hotel or the club. You don't really go in people's houses. So this was special because we got to go into several different people's houses. We went into Suze's house. We went into the people who cooked dinner, whose names I forgot, sorry. And then also the people here now. Everybody's having these different, interesting, like, organic window hanging, either stars or sticks, like natural sticks with lights and like hanging things. And so I think my friend Vera and I were both into like house decorating and stuff like that. So we're gonna go on a stick hunt when we go home and find our own branches and make our own lit up branch German inspired window hanging.
German inspired window hanging. Okay. What's next? What are the next plans?
So we play a show in Berlin and then we fly home. And then I have an ongoing residency at a spa in Mexico where I teach songwriting and do a show every winter. So I get a like break, but also it's a free spa. It's like a health spa, but I get to play and I get to enjoy all of this stuff for free. So I do that every winter. And then also in the spring, I'm going to be doing three or four full band shows with my dream band, which is like a group of amazing musicians who played on my new album. And we're playing two shows in New York and one in London.